Now, Lilius has had a chance to talk about who's been important and friends in her life. What we'd like you to do now is to get in groups of four or five and talk about somebody who's been a really good friend to you. And like Lilius, if you can do it with somebody who's a different generation from you. So if the younger people can move towards the older people, that's probably the best thing. But try and mix around. I'm just looking at the average age in here, actually. But anyway, I'll leave you to decide who's younger and who's older. But if you'd like to move around a bit and share somebody who's been a really good friend and why that was a good friendship for you. Now, I'm looking around and I'm just wondering, hello, see, now I've started you talking, I can't stop you. Can we gather together again? Yeah. Now, can I just have a show of hands, and this is nothing to do with friendship. How many of you have a mobile phone with you? Right, a few. Okay, so what I'd like you to do at this point is those of you who've got, or those of you who haven't got a mobile phone, if you could put your hands up, and I want the people that do have a mobile phone to go and sit by somebody without a mobile phone, because we're going to use our mobile phones after this next thing. So can we all, so you're all right, yeah. So is everybody within texting distance of a phone? So are you still needing a phone? You don't, you've got one. Okay, so that. Right, you're going to be allowed to switch them on in church in a minute. Okay, what we're going to do now is two of the younger people are going to come and do a dramatized reading of a passage in the Bible. It's from Luke's Gospel, and what we've done is they've taken it and it's sort of updated it, if you like, and they're going to read this, and I want you to listen and think about what Jesus is saying about friendship, and then after it you have to listen carefully, because after it we're going to do a bit of texting based on the story. So listen carefully.
Did you hear about the party last night?
Which party?
The party at Matt's house. You know Matt. He has his own accountancy business. Not the most popular guy. Him and all his stockbroker friends. But it sounds like he had quite a party.
These rich folk can afford to party, but not the party I would want to go to.
No, but wait until you hear what happened.
Is this the same party that Josh went to?
Yeah, and that's what people are talking about. Have you not been on Facebook today?
No, I was late getting up. But why was Josh going to a party at Matt's? Matt and his crowd are not the sort I would imagine Josh to be associating with.
Exactly. There were all sorts of people invited to the party. I know for a fact that a few of them have been in prison before, and if they haven't been, they should be. Then there was Max and her friends, and we all know how they make their money, don't we? And some of their kids were there too, the ones that caused trouble on a Friday night. All in all, seems like it was a pretty lousy bunch.
And Josh was there, eating and drinking with them.
Yeah, and enjoying himself by all accounts.
I thought he would be too, religious to mix with a bunch like that. Do you think he knows who they are?
I think he does. Because this morning, some of the elders from the church came to ask me why Josh had accepted an invite to that party. They didn't think it was the sort of party that a Christian should be seen at, and they were asking why wasn't he more like John?
You mean that guy who talked about sorry for the wrong things we had done, then dunked them in the River Forth, went about in weird clothes and had a reputation for going without food for days on end and was always talking to God?
The very man himself. Anyway, before I could say anything, Josh himself appeared.
Has he heard what they were saying?
Yes, you should have been there. He really took them to the task, saying they were never satisfied. John comes and they complain he is too strict. Then Josh comes and they complain he's a party goer and mixes with the wrong people.
Oh, I wish I could have seen their faces.
Do you know what he called them? A bunch of grumpy old men. He told them they had to keep up. Like, where had they been for the past year?
Just what I keep telling my folks.
And while he was around, there was something to celebrate.
Not what I imagined Josh to be like.
Thank you, Larissa and Abigail. So what we want you to do now in your groups is to have a little talk. What surprised you about that? What is Jesus saying about friendship, about who we should be friends with? And what we want you to do is to text a message to Jesus. It can really be anything about that, maybe something you're surprised at. It may be what you feel about him. It might be a question that you want to ask Jesus. It might be something about being friends with Jesus. Something that's come out of that reading about who we're friends with. So again, about 4 or 5 minutes to have a talk in your groups, and then if you then text that to the number that's up on the screen, and if you need to put Bible before your comment, so if you type Bible in first, and those of you with the phones will know how to do that, and then text it to that number, and they're going to appear on the screen later, up on the big screen later on. So if it's a private comment, then don't save it for later in your house. But if it's something that will go up on the screen, and it's something that you're really saying to Jesus, you're talking to Jesus as a friend, or asking him something, or saying, maybe I don't know you as well, I want to get to know you better, whatever you would like to say to Jesus. And you can also, if you want a prayer, if you put at the start of it Bible, then prayer, and put in a prayer, and we can put the prayers up later on as well. Off you go. Are we gathered together again? Can I gently remind you to switch off the phones now, or put them onto silent so that they're not ringing? I think we're going to put up the messages in a little while when the children come back in. One of the things that came out of that reading was how Jesus was a bit different from the way that people expected him to be. He was making friends with people that were perhaps not the people that the religious folk thought that Jesus should be making friends with. And for those that maybe couldn't quite hear at the back, the Josh was obviously Jesus. For Joshua, the Old Testament name for Jesus, and Matt was Matthew, the tax collector, and it was talking about the party that Jesus went to and how the Pharisees came and complained that he was there. But it challenges us to, you know, part of our friend Jesus and what is what's important to him, and what's important to Jesus should be important to us. And in making friends with Jesus, we then become more in tune with what's on his heart. And this next song we're going to sing is God of Justice, which really reminds us of what Jesus is looking for. Ask Larissa to come and when we met the other day with the young people, we were talking about what sort of music speaks to them, and a lot of us have grown up with traditional hymns which speak to us, and we can worship in that way, and for a lot of younger people now, those hymns are not hymns that they relate to, and so I know this won't be to all your taste, but in friendship is part of getting to know what other people like and how other people think and what they appreciate. And Larissa has chosen a song which means a lot to her, and she's going to come and tell us why, and then we're going to play the song, and the words will come up, and we can see that.
This song is called Change by Taylor Swift. And I was saying to Lilith and Sheena and Abigail the other day in the meeting that she's not singing to God. She maybe doesn't relate the song to God. But the words, she actually wrote it about the Olympics. But the words, you could, in the context, you could relate them to God. And when I'm listening to this song, I do relate it to God. And it's a really good song, so hope you like it.
Thanks for sharing that, Larissa. And I know that the words of that song have meant a lot to you and have been a strength at times. So it's just sort of showing a different way that people can think about God and express, you know, what they feel. We're going to have the offering now, and the children are going to join us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts to us. We thank you for gifts of family and friends. We thank you for the gift of this, of the our fellow members in the church here. And we thank you for all the material gifts that you give to us. And as a show of our gratitude, we bring these gifts to you now and pray that they may be used for your kingdom and for your glory. Amen. We're going to see some of the comments that we texted now. If we can have the screen up. Now, we're putting them in the form of a particular type of page that when it comes up. Right. Who can tell me what kind of page that is? Facebook page. How many of you know what a Facebook page is? Less than half of you. This is a bit of an education, because for most young people now will have a Facebook page. There's been a film recently, The Social Network, which is all about this. And most people will have a Facebook page. And what we've got here is we've made up a Facebook page for Jesus. And it's where you can, where friends message each other sort of during the day. I think we're just trying to get the right size. Okay, and these are the messages that you've been sending in during the service this morning. You are a protector and saviour, friend to all. You are everything to me in the church. You are for everybody, the good, the bad, and the in-between. What was that one? There was something. It went before I could read it. Is there some more? Yeah, we've read those. Your friend to all. You're a protector and a saviour. Friend to all. Yeah. Is there some more down here that we can get to? Oh, look, we've got on our... Yes, over here we've got... Jesus is at St. Andrew's church service this morning. That's in his diary. Can we see a few more? Are we able to see a few more of the comments? No? Can we read some of them out from the ones that were texted in? It seems that we can only get those few. It's not, we've done it up so it's we're having to feed them in, but they're not coming in as quickly as we'd hoped. Ray, are we going to get some more or should we? Sorry? Yes, I think I've read all those. Jesus, everyone's friend. You're a friend for everybody. And the last one was Owen's. Yep. And then can we go over to... you are for everybody, the good, bad, and in between. Yep. Can you show us over to the other side where it has... How many friends Jesus has? So there we've got... How many friends does Jesus have? On the Facebook page, it has how many friends you've got, and it might be, you know, sort of 100 or 200 or something, but the point is, you know, is it 65 billion? You know, that's Jesus is friends with everybody in the world. Okay, so Jesus, just like we were texting in, Jesus is somebody who we can talk to anytime and can we can communicate with anytime. He's a friend who's always there. We did have, I know the group that I was in, there's some more. Why is there so much suffering in the world? And I know the group that I was in was asking about... worship, about what does Jesus think about religion these days compared with 60 years ago, and what he thinks about what goes on in church. There was a question there for Jesus. You're a friend to everyone. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving us. Jesus encourages us to meet God. Why is there so much suffering in the world? I think that's the question we've often asked God. So that's just, yeah, a way of showing it, and a way that young people communicate today. And that's interesting that so many, you know, quite a lot of you here today didn't know what Facebook was. When that, you ask any young person, every young person will know what Facebook is. So getting to know one another is about finding out what other people get up to as well, and it works both ways. And I think, you know, in one of the challenges in the church is, how do we cross this intergenerational divide, and how do younger people find out more about what's going on with those that are older than them, and how do the older people find out what's going on and begin to communicate with younger people? I think that's a real challenge for us, so that we don't have two parallel churches almost, but we actually begin to come together and make friends within the community of the church. We're going to go into our prayers of intercession now. And as we're going to see some images on the screen from the news in the last week or two, and there'll be a one-line prayer, which I will say, and then if you join me in the response, may your kingdom come here on earth. Where there is political unrest, may voices be heard and just government established. May your kingdom come here on earth. Lord Jesus, where there is indiscriminate violence, bring your peace. May your kingdom come here on earth. Lord Jesus, where there is homelessness in faraway countries or here at home, bring shelter. And we remember Albert and his journey to Peru. May your kingdom come here on earth. Lord Jesus, where there is murder and disrespect for another's life, bring your dignity and forgiveness. May your kingdom come here on earth. Lord Jesus, where there is the loss of a loved one, may they know your comfort. May your kingdom come here on earth. Wherever people suffer in silence, alone, unheard, unloved, may they know you, that you are a friend who is always there. As we turn to you, may your kingdom come. Amen.